Так, пишем дальше. Что это было? Just a random note. Everything that contradicts naive Darwinism is product of group level selection. That's it. How does anything contradict naive Darwinism? Say, for example, crime. If it is more profitable to engage in crime than, say, agriculture, if crime is more profitable than agriculture, how is it still that we are not all criminals and we have agriculture around somehow? How is it possible? Well, it is possible because of group selection. I'm going to explain it in a moment. But first, the classical explanation, the explanation of an imaginary Steven Pinker and in my head, and explanation by the imaginary Richard Dawkins is in my head, would be: if sufficiently many people engage in crime, it will raise the cost of crime. Eventually, in terms of growing numbers of people engaging in crime, we are bound. It's mathematically undeniable that we are bound to reach equilibrium where cost of crime will be higher than its profit, or, well, equalizes its profit. So crime is more profitable than agriculture given the proportion between crime and agriculture in the society. It is possible that we simply cannot allow more crime and people are not motivated to join, to perpetrate crimes, because criminal activities are in equilibrium with non-criminal activities, and it's no longer profitable to join the criminal world, because it's at the maximum of its capacity. So criminal world capacity is limited and we are at it. Mathematical fact. There is no point against this possibility. But is it really the state of affairs currently in the present society? Are we at the maximum capacity of the crime? If so, then it will be not possible for new criminals to consider criminal careers. But they seem to be considering criminal careers every day. Moreover, it seems that crime is dropping. Why is it dropping? No. If you adhere to this explanation as the only explanation, I don't say it's wrong. It is an explanation. But if you adhere to this explanation as the only explanation that puts absolute maximum limits to criminal activities within a society, then you have a problem. You personally, Steven Pinker, you have a problem. Because you dedicated half of your work to show us that crime is dropping. Why? If a society is destined to always function at the maximum capacity of the criminal world, then you absolutely need to demonstrate to us what and how shifts this equilibrium. What particular phenomena, factors in of our life, biological factors, change to limit the absolute maximum capacity of crime in our society over time. So if we always exist at the maximum capacity, then the drop of crime, that is undeniable. I take your word. I'm taking your word, Steven Pinker, that the crime is constantly dropping. And at the same time, it is always at the maximum capacity. Then you need to demonstrate how this maximum capacity is dropping. What are limits to the crime capacity? Why they are changing and how they are changing, so that they limit every year our criminal capacity to ever dropping levels. You understand my problem? Your problem. That's the problem of your explanation. It is if you demonstrate that the crime is dropping, you need to demonstrate that the maximum capacity of crime is dropping. Show us that. Then we will accept this explanation of yours as the only explanation. Meanwhile, I'm going to present you a better explanation for the limited amount of crime in a society, which is also an explanation for the observable drop in crime numbers. Again, not denying the existence of absolute maximum crime capacity. It's absolutely reasonable to exist. What if we have two societies below their maximum crime capacity? One society is below maximum capacity by factor of 2, and another society is below the maximum crime capacity by the factor of 3. And these societies compete. Which one is going to win the competition? You see where I'm going? I'm going at group selection. A group that at large prefers agriculture to crime produces more goods, produces more food than the competitor society. Okay, a competitor society is also limited in crime capacity. They need food, they don't want to starve to death, so they produce absolute minimum food. They do absolute minimum work and dedicate their time to redistribution by crime. They immediately put themselves in a disadvantage against a society which dedicates more labor to producing and less labor to redistribution. Set aside moral connotations. Consider it just redistribution. But it is costly redistribution. Crime does not produce goods, it redistributes goods, and this redistribution is costly. Costly redistribution. So you can see that it is now clear. When we remove moral connotations, it becomes clear that the more effort you spend on redistribution, the less effective is your society. Because you see, redistribution is unnecessary spending. So by engaging in crime, in redistribution, your society makes unnecessary spending. You see? So which society wins? The society that does the least possible amount of unnecessary spending. So societies that practice too much crime, they are less effective as a whole than societies who practice less crime. And thus, given an opportunity to fight each other, more effective society has better chances in a competition against a less effective society. Simple as that. Well, I hoped this random note about group selection would be much shorter than it is.